That's what we're going to do. And we'll make a table out of this. And I cut out a part of the table. There's a column here for one dimensions. We're going to do it for one, two, and three dimensions and calculate here's the internal energy and then the specific heat, the entropy, the Helmholtz free energy, the pressure, and the bulk modulus. The bulk modulus is a nice one because it's fairly easily experimentally accessible. It tells you how much the volume changes when you change the isotropic pressure on a crystal. So typically the experiment is done by putting a pressure cell in an X-ray diffractometer. And you increase, there's a crystal and the crystal is surrounded in some oil, and you increase the pressure so that the oil pushes on the crystal on all sides, and then with the X-ray diffractometer, you measure the distance between the atoms, basically. And that tells you how much the volume changes when you change the pressure. Okay. I'm going to go through this table later after we've done the density of states for two and three dimensions. So I'm not going to talk a lot about the different formulas you see here, but I will first calculate the density of states in two and three dimensions. But one thing you'll notice is that I give two forms for the formulas. And one of them is has the density of states at the Fermi energy in it. And the other formula has only got one parameter in it, and it's this electron density. So it turns out in this model for free electrons, for non-interacting fermions, all of these thermodynamic quantities only have one parameter, and that's the electron density. If you know the electron density of the system, that should tell you the entropy, the specific heat, the bulk modulus, everything. So you just need to know this n, and there's a formula here for everything, just in terms of this n and some fundamental constants.